This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $68 million project for the King Center in Racine has gotten the green light from a city committee. This week, the Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project for the Lincoln King neighborhood. The development will feature a modern community center, health facilities, and outdoor recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid secured a decisive victory in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District. He beat Kyle Flood. The Kenosha seat became open after longtime incumbent Todd Onstad announced he wouldn't seek re-election after serving for 12 years. DeSmid will now face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. The ongoing water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant saw movement this week. A City of Racine committee, under court order to review, approved water service for the Pike River Crossing residential project in Mount Pleasant. However, village officials say Racine continues to withhold approval for other new water hookups. The conflict stems from Mount Pleasant's claim that Racine is violating their utility agreements by denying approval for new water projects in the village. The city says with Foxconn jobs out of the picture, the water deal needs to be redone. Even though he pulled out of the race 2 months ago, the guy running against Robin Voss got 30% of the vote. Assembly Speaker Voss won that new 33rd Assembly District primary. He'll compete against Democrat Alan Kupsick and independent candidate Kelly Clark in November's general election. The ticket will take a trip up I-94. As Democrats gather for their national convention in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz plan to rally supporters in Milwaukee Tuesday. They'll be speaking at the Fiserv Forum. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will also make his presence felt in Milwaukee, speaking at the Police Association headquarters on Friday. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today. It runs through Sunday in Wilmot. Folks are looking forward to the crowning of the fairest of the fair, the rides, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the demo derby. The fair lineup is at KenoshaCOFair.com. And for the 6th year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hand scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher, Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, we're sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.